Welcome to your financial wake-up call. I'm Vin Abenew, and your host for this podcast, Dave Crossan, across the way, here to guide
across
you on a financial journey here this morning, this evening. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, it is a wise decision.
There you go, buddy.
We got a lot to dive into in this podcast. I know you've had some things working up there in the crock pot. So what's on your mind this week? What do people need to know in the podcast?
Exactly, Vin. Thank you. I love the intro as always, and I love that we're now doing it as a podcast, the Financial Wake-Up Call
Number
podcast.
Four.
There it is. And hey, listen to it whenever you want to listen to it. There it is. It's there for you. And the beauty is you can go to the one that, hey, makes sense for you to listen to in a given week or watch them all at one time. I should say watch. Listen to them all at one time.
Well, I mean, you know, if people want to stare at their computer screen and,
there you go,
you know, watch just the screen and listen to the audio, I mean, that works too.
Well, the other thing too, Vin, is as time goes on, maybe we do as a video as well. We have options. We explore the possibilities. So this is what I want to jump in this week. This is very important. We had discussed on previous podcasts about rollovers. Well, guess what, Vin? There are many different types of rollovers, and people can get confused and, if not done properly, can create unnecessary taxable events. Okay? You're thinking, ooh, Dave, that's, we don't want that. So, No, we don't want it. So, here we go. So, we had spoken about different situations where, let's say, you have different 401ks at different companies. And the conversation was, well, maybe it would make sense to consolidate. And one of the options would be to move your 401ks from previous employers to either your existing 401k with your current company or have it moved to, say, a traditional IRA where you could, say, have a financial advisor help you. You would have a lot more investment options available to you.
There you go.
So I want to talk about that. It's one thing to talk about a rollover, but it's another thing to talk about how do we do it? What are the mechanics? Where are the mistakes?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Vin? This podcast will handle those.
All right.
We will discuss those. So here we go. Let's say we have a 401k rollover with Company A.
Okay.
And we decided, you know what? I want to move it to a traditional IRA where I have a financial advisor who can help me. And maybe I have other retirement accounts that I've consolidated so that I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I'm not paying attention to this 401k that's out there. This is a company I worked for 5 years ago. I'm just making this up.
Right.
And it's just a statement that comes in. It goes into my drawer and I just don't pay attention to it. So let's talk about different ways that you can get the money from Company A into this traditional IRA. Okay, so number one, there is a rollover.
There you go.
Okay, how does that work? That 401k, you would fill out paperwork with the plan administrator, and sometimes you can actually give verbal instructions. It just depends the company, where you are actually moving it directly to the traditional IRA. So in other words, it's not payable to you.
Okay.
It's payable directly to the IRA, the custodian, the actual retirement account itself. So it moves directly over. It's not payable to you. It goes to them. Now, a couple ways it could be handled. It could be done as a direct transfer where it actually goes to the retirement account, or in some cases, Vin, they'll cut you a check, but it's payable to the custodian for this traditional IRA that we're talking about.
Okay.
You don't take it, you don't put it in your bank account, you don't deposit. And there are also options too that you could do an in-kind. What does that mean? Where the investments that you actually have in this 401k, there might be the possibility of actually moving it as it is to the traditional IRA. There it is.
There you go.
Nice and simple and clean. There's no tax issues in this situation because it's moving from point A, Company A retirement account, 401k, to this traditional IRA. I'll make up a number. Let's say it's worth $100,000. That money moves over directly there, either in kind or as the cash amount check payable to you, payable to the institution, not payable to you. It goes directly there. That's the end of it. All right. There aren't going to be any tax issues. Here's the other type that you have to be careful with. If you have the check payable to you as a distribution, let's use that example again, $100,000. The distribution is paid to you directly.
Okay.
And then you move it into the traditional IRA. Now, there is the ability every year, 1 year time frame, and I'm not talking about calendar years. I'm actually talking about 1 year in time that you can do what is called a rollover where money is payable to you.
There you go.
From the 401k, and then you put it into this traditional IRA. You have 60 days to do it. If you don't get it in there within the 60 days, now you have a tax issue. Now you could have penalties. Mm. So if you're going to go this route, you want to make sure it gets to the traditional IRA within that 60-day time frame. But here's the hiccup, Vin.
Okay.
When you do a rollover where they pay it directly to you from the 401k, there's typically a 20% tax withholding. So think about what's going on here. We'll use the $100,000 example. The distribution is payable to you, but there's that mandatory federal tax withholding of 20%. So you're actually getting a check for $80,000.
Interesting.
And then it's up to you to get it into this traditional IRA within 60 days. But again, you had that money payable to you, and there was a mandatory 20% federal tax withholding. It is what it is. That's the mechanics of it. You have to accept those terms, so to speak, in the sense of like if you're getting it payable to you, there is that 20% tax withholding. So you're actually only getting 80, and now you have a situation where when you file your taxes, you have to show, number one, that this money went back into a traditional IRA within the 60-day period. And also you're going to show on that 1099 that there was a federal tax withholding of the 20%. Now, again, it has to show within 60 days when you receive that money that you did the rollover. I don't like this approach because a lot can go wrong.
Mm.
Number one, well, what if the distribution comes to you, you make the deposit and say to your bank account, but yet you don't do the rollover within that 60-day period? Well, guess what? Now you have a tax issue and possible penalties. The other piece of it, too, is now you have that federal tax withholding that you now have to handle when you file your taxes that was actually done. A lot of moving parts, something that I wouldn't suggest. Now, again, the first option where it's payable directly to the traditional IRA for this example, it's easier, it's cleaner, and there aren't the tax issues that we're talking about because it went from retirement account A or 401k A directly to the traditional IRA. Now, Vin, you're thinking, I don't know, Dave, is there any more rollovers? Well, there is one other possible rollover.
What can we do?
You're like, David, enough. Well, let's say you have a traditional IRA. Let's get away from the 401k. You have traditional IRA, and you want to move it over to another traditional IRA. Whatever the reason, maybe there's some more options, whatever. You're looking to consolidate. Okay. There is the ability to do, number one, a rollover. Again, the same situation where you have it's payable to you, and then within 60 days, you have to get it into that traditional IRA.
Okay.
That situation where it's going from traditional IRA to traditional IRA, there isn't that 20% federal tax, the mandatory 20% federal tax, so that's a good thing. But again, you still have the situation where within that 60-day time period, you have to make sure you get it into the other traditional IRA. And again, you're allowed one for every 1 year time period. Again, I'm not talking about calendar year. I'm talking about time period, 365-day time period. You must get it. You only allow one per that time period. But again, it has to be done, the deposit, into the new traditional IRA within a 60-day time period. And you're thinking, well, Dave, that's a lot of mechanics. I could make a mistake. What if I do multiple ones? How do I handle that?
Yeah.
And that's the big question is, David, what if I have more than one traditional IRA and I want to consolidate and I want to put it in this other traditional IRA? What do I do? Well, here you go, Vin. There is a transfer option, an IRA transfer, not rollover, transfer.
Okay.
What is that all about? Well, it's a cleaner way, in my opinion, to do it because it's not a rollover in this sense where it's getting paid to you and then you have to return it within 60 days. This is where, again, it's going from IRA number one, traditional IRA number one, to whatever IRA you're transferring to, like it sounds, it's a direct transfer. So the transfer goes directly from the IRA that you're moving from directly to the IRA that you're wanting to put it in. And again, it could be handled as in-kind, where the investments in the first traditional IRA are moved over as they are to the new IRA. And that's a popular option. Some people might be like, well, David, I like what I have in the current IRA and I want to consolidate this with the other one. I don't want to necessarily sell everything because I like these investments. Well, there you go. You can simply do it as a transfer, or you could also do it as you cash it in, liquidation, and move the money over. But again, it's directly from the first IRA to the second. And instead of it being called a rollover, it's an IRA transfer. Reasons I like it, number one, exactly what we're talking about here. The money is not getting payable to you. You're not now in a situation where you must do that or take that money, I should say, and move it over from the distribution to now getting it into the new IRA. The other piece too is you're only allowed one of these for a 365-day time period. And the other piece too is if you have multiple requests, like I've spoken to people who are like, well, David, I have three different traditional IRAs and I'd love to consolidate it to one. It's just easier. I want to work with my financial advisor and have all of these traditional IRAs in one traditional IRA. Do it as a transfer. So the paperwork with the firm that is receiving this transfer, you would do it with them.
Okay.
Sign it. They fill it out saying, you know, it's coming from these different IRAs. You do individual paperwork for each one. And that then either in kind, meaning as the investments are, simply move over, or a liquidation option where we come over as cash. But again, it's not a taxable event. It gets to where you want it to go. It's a cleaner, easier process. Last thing I'm going to mention, I mentioned a lot, so bear with me. The reason I like the ability, especially as people get into retirement where they have to do required minimum distributions each year, that if they don't, 50% penalty. It's so much easier if you've limited the amount of IRAs that you have. And again, if you are working with a financial advisor, that they can keep track of what's going on. I've seen too many times where people have a lot of IRAs or say 401ks and they miss that distribution. And guess what, Vin? If you miss the distribution, I'm pounding the desk.
Oh,
I'll
boy.
Say it over and over again. That's a 50% penalty. So let's say you are age 73 and you have these different retirement accounts, 401k, traditional IRAs, and you miss that distribution. I'll make up a number, say it was $10,000. Well, that is a $5,000 penalty. Nobody wants that. So again, what was the purpose of this podcast? Well, it was simply to say, hey, here are different options with rollovers. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Let's explain the different ways to do it, because too many times people say to me, well, David, I've heard about doing this rollover or that rollover, or should I do a transfer? And what are my options? Are there going to be tax issues? Well, there could be. And the issue with doing it the wrong way is you don't want to put yourself in a situation, number one, where you create an unnecessary taxable event.
Right.
And number two, possible penalties, different things that can go on. I'm a firm believer, Vin, keep it as simple as you can. Get the guidance from people that can help you with your finances, and especially for people that need to do distributions or simply just setting up your retirement plan to take distributions from to live off of. Now you can make it simpler for them as well as for your situation. And there it is, Vin.
Wow.
The rollover.
Wrapping
the
it up.
Multiple rollover options available to people.
Lots of things rolling over here. Dave, lots to digest here for lots of people. So if they want to discuss more of this or other financial related topics, how can they get in touch with you over at Shoreline Wealth Management?
Thank you. My phone number is 732-902-7880. 1-800-680, or of course go to shorelinewealth.com. And we have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. We'd love to see you.
There it is. It's a good podcast. Covered a lot of ground here.
A lot of information.
Yeah. So go visit Dave Crossan over there at Shoreline Wealth Management in Manchester and Manahawkin. Have a little sit down and enjoy the view.
And it's the beginning of the year. This is the time to have these conversations. Set yourself up right for 2023.
There you go. Make all the right decisions. We got another great podcast for you coming up next week, and you can catch up on podcast anytime, of course, here on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or on the 94.3 The Point app as well for your Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Crossan.
This was fun. I enjoyed this. Yeah. Thank you.
Till next time, stay well out there. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.